Everyone knows about the counterculture. You can't live in our society and not know. I even wrote a book about it. But you know, what is happening in our country is more than just the counterculture. It's part of a move that's been going on for several generations of things going farther and farther left, really toward communism, and also in the process, losing our rights. And we can talk about all the ways that Americans and Christians have been punched again and again. Well, today my guest on the Strang Report is Floyd Brown, and he's written this new book called Counterpunch, and we're going to talk about how we can punch back and not just continually lose. You don't want to miss my interview today with Floyd Brown. I'm Stephen Strang, and this is the Strang Report.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. The Strang Report aims to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Well, welcome back. And Floyd, thank you for taking time to talk about this important book. I'll just say that I have the privilege of publishing it. Counterpunch, I think it's a great title. And you're saying it's an unlikely alliance of Americans fighting back for faith and freedom. Tell us about it.
You know, really the message of this book, Stephen, is after the last few years of chaos and lockdowns and problems, we're actually on the verge of coming back together. All of this chaos, I believe, is going to be replaced by unity. And it's because of Christians and Americans that love this country, we're going to get back to those shared values that we have, and we're going to knit the country back together again. So that's my message. And the great part about it is, at the end of this book, America comes back together. So that's why I like it so much. I have a lot of hope. The book, yes, it's called Counterpunch, and it talks about a lot of the tough things that are going on in the country. But the final analysis is, it gives you a lot of examples of people that are fighting back. And as a result of that, America's actually, I think, coming back together.
And the book does give hope. I was one of the first people to read the manuscript. And you talk about how it has to kind of come up through the grassroots, because I'm going to call them the elites. We don't really know what to call them sometimes, but they've taken over almost every area of our culture, from academia to the media to Wall Street and certainly the government. And a lot of people feel kind of hopeless, like we're losing this, we're losing that. Somebody else got canceled. I better be quiet. I don't know what to do. But yet you almost have a blueprint in here of how this alliance needs to come together. So
yes,
explain it.
Yeah, well, really, it is coming together. And you're right, we're feeling a little bit down because all of what we call the seven mountains of influence, the tops of those mountains are controlled by the left and liberals. But what we have now is an amazing movement that's coming from the opposite direction, from the grassroots. One of the points I try to make in the book is don't sit around and expect somebody to ride in from Washington, D.C. on their white horse and save you. No, if you want to save your community, you need to do it right where you're at. My point is that we need to occupy where we are, and we need to share the gospel where we are, and that as a result of that, we'll take back America literally block by block, street by street, town by town, city by city, county by county, and we'll work the opposite direction from the way we think it's been working. And it's with this grassroots push that people are taking back their school boards, they're taking back the town council, and as a result of that, they're going to end up taking back the county, taking back the state, and finally taking back the country for the values that we all really share.
Well, you tell a lot of interesting stories, and one is about a man right there in Phoenix, covered with tattoos, you said, and yeah. He made quite a difference.
Basil Firmenos is his name, and he's one of the examples I talk about in the book. And Basil is a really amazing guy. He used to own a body shop and then he went into the home recovery business where they come in and help you when your home's been hurt through flood or fire or what have you. And then now he's actually a handyman, runs a big handyman service around where we're at. But during COVID, Basil, you know, lost his business essentially. He was locked down like the rest of us. And then his daughter had an overdose. And through all of these difficulties, Basil found Jesus. And there's just been this amazing transformation in his life. But what's really interesting is that it's being demonstrated by him taking back his community. He started his own organization. It's called the North Valley Constitutional Americans. They meet at the Amped Country Club, which is in our community, every other Monday night. And they have speakers. They share about what's going on in the local schools, what's going on in the local city government, what's going on even in the homeowners association in the local communities. And it's really brought people together in an amazing way. But he actually also had a big impact on our recent election in Arizona because when there was on election day, we had a very hotly contested governor's race in Arizona, Carrie Lake versus Katie Hobbs. And in fact, the election is still being contested. But on election day, there were huge problems with voting. And in fact, the line to vote was over 3 hours long. None of the ballots were feeding into the machines right, and it was just total chaos. Basil and his team of people caught this on camera, and then those videos of it went viral. Had huge impact because the media wasn't covering all the issues, but Basil covered them as a citizen journalist right there where they were happening in real time, and it was absolutely amazing. And then later on, when Carrie Lake was trying to put together her challenge of the election, she really needed firsthand testimony of people that had had trouble voting. And so what did Basil do? He activated his network. And I actually, from Sunday night or just the evening before, he was able to produce 26 videos of firsthand testimony of people talking about how they had trouble voting in their local precinct. These videos became famous. They were shown all over the internet, but they were also used by the Carrie Lake team as kind of the bedrock testimony to build their case for a new election.
And you're saying that people can follow this kind of role model and that we can make a difference.
Yeah, well, people are doing it. And if it's not happening in your community, you can do it. All you have to do is just get activated. People want to have a shared community again. You know, we've all been isolated. I mean, what Satan did with COVID was he came to destroy and to hurt people. And how did he do that? Well, he took away our humanity by putting us behind a mask so nobody could see our face, and children couldn't learn from the cues of a face the way they're supposed to naturally learn. And It was dividing us, and you know, families were fighting over, you know, should I get the vaccine? Should I not get the vaccine? And there was just all kinds of chaos. And then you had, you know, the whole George Floyd incident that happened, and it was just a very difficult time. And I think, you know, while it was tough on everybody, we're getting through that, and America's coming back and unifying. But people can do this in their local communities, just like Basil.
And another example is Clay Clark from Tulsa, who's a business consultant that was well known to his clients. And he called people together because he was so concerned about COVID and the whole health thing and the vaccines. Well, and he really hit a chord, didn't he?
Yeah, Clay is an amazing example. None of us had heard of Clay Clark before COVID. And during the middle of the lockdowns, he called me and asked me to come to Tulsa to speak at a conference. And I said, I didn't think anybody was having conferences. I thought they'd all been canceled. He said, well, I found this church that will let me have a conference. And so I said, okay, well, I'm game. I'll come to Tulsa and talk at your conference. And it was almost eerie traveling, because if you remember back then, it was like the planes were empty and the airport was surreal because there weren't a lot of people there. And I remember flying into Tulsa, and there wasn't any Uber, there wasn't any Lyft, there wasn't any taxi. I was worried, how am I going to get to my hotel? The hotel had an eerie silence to it. It was just kind of, you know, weird. And yet I show up at this conference, there's 5,000 unmasked people. And what happened next had huge impact on me, because we all came together in such unbelievable unity, and the Holy Spirit really showed up there. And Clay was trying to get his various businesses. This was a business conference. He wanted to get the businesses back going, but there were doctors who showed up who were in danger of losing their licenses for prescribing medicine like ivermectin and budesonide. And then there were first responders. I remember meeting firemen and policemen who were there who didn't want to get the jab, but they were told him, you're going to lose your job if you don't get the jab. And there was, you know, just all, it was the most eclectic group of people I have ever met. And an amazing unity broke out, and the Holy Spirit showed up. We weren't just wearing masks. We started hugging and crying, and then we held an altar call in, like, you know, I don't know, close to 1,000 people came down for either healing or to get saved. And we had an amazing prayer service. It was unlike any business conference I've ever been to, but it left a mark on me. And the mark was, hey, we're still Americans. We're from all different walks of life, and we're all different types of people or ethnic groups, but we all want to come together. But we had to fight off this whole culture to be able to come together and to hug. And they told us, you know, we can't touch each other. They told us we can't, you know, be together. And we just did it anyway, and it was great. Good, we loved it.
Good for you. And back then, you know, you almost had to wonder, is this the new normal? And there may have been other things, but as far as I'm concerned, that something kind of shifted. You know, now nobody wears masks. We see that the virus isn't as dangerous.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I've been talking about is the narratives. So we were fed a very specific narrative during those early days of 2020. We were told, you know, you can't go anywhere. What was, quote, 2 weeks to slow the spread became 2 years to slow the spread. And they were trying to keep us all masked up. The narrative of people being overcome with fear from that virus is broken. People now, they're not worried about dying from the virus. Most of us have had it. Now people are more concerned about what kind of injury will I face from the vaccine? And if I get a booster, is that going to, you know, hurt me even more? And so the narratives have flip-flopped. And because of that change, right now is kind of a time period when a new narrative can be written. And I want the Church of Jesus Christ to stand up right now and say, hey, we're going to love everybody. We're going to come together. We're going to be unified. We're going to reconcile. We're going to rebuild our communities from the ground up. We're not going to depend on people in Washington, D.C. In fact, if anything, Washington, D.C. can get a lot smaller, because we're most concerned about rebuilding our communities right here where we live. And Clay Clark was a big part of that.
And I didn't say to the viewers, they probably know already that you're the founder of Western Journal, which is one of the biggest conservative media in the country. Thank you for what you do. So,
well, you know, history is written in three different phases. The first phase is what we do at Western Journal, the daily reporting. And then there's the long form reporting. And hopefully I've captured the last couple of years in this long form book.
And I hope this becomes a classic. It's going to come out soon. People can already pre-order it. And we want people to pre-order it. And as we wrap this up, I'll give you the last word. Tell people how they can connect with you at Western Journal and tell them how they can get this very important book, Counterpunch.
Well, they can order Counterpunch at any major bookstore. They can get it at christianbook.com. They can get it at amazon.com. And the book is really important because it gives us a message of unity and coming together. And if you're anything like me, you're tired of the division. You're tired of the chaos. You're tired of everybody being torn apart. And so it's time for us all to say, hey, we share a destiny as Americans. America, actually in our DNA, we have the name United States. That's about unity. Let's all come together. And hopefully my book, Counterpunch, can be part of the catalyst to bring you and your neighbors and everyone together in greater unity.
Thank you. Well said. And thank you to my listeners and viewers. If you're watching on YouTube, be sure to subscribe. Be sure to leave comments. And be sure to order this very important book. This gives a roadmap of what to do. He doesn't just pontificate, but he gives very practical advice. And like he said, it ends with hope. And we need hope today. Thank you for watching The Strang Report. Tune in again. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on YouTube and Rumble, as well as your favorite podcast app at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing to the newsletter at strangreport.com. For almost 50 years, Charisma Magazine has brought believers to the front lines of revival and highlighted the very best of Spirit-led living. Stay connected with the worldwide move of the Holy Spirit and be inspired by Christian leaders and authors by joining with the legacy of Charisma Magazine. Go to charismamag.com to see virtual issues and subscribe to receive your very own physical copy delivered right to your door.